This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. Welcome one, welcome all. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas as the Christmas coma begins to wear off and you're into the leftovers of your foods and the returning of gifts and or the enjoying of your gifts. And if you happen to get a bunch of gift cards, so many of them go to waste. Don't make them go to waste. Use your Christmas gift cards and start off 2018 with God, faith, and reason. Dr. Savage's number one New York Times bestseller. No surprise there. Available in stores and on Amazon.com. Well, as we on the cusp of a new year, finishing out an old year, some of the battles that, well, lay before President Trump and all of us actually can be found on MichaelSavage.com, where Dr. Savage talks about the dreamers, you and I. Oh, not the ones that are covered on CNN and MSNBC. American dreamers. Who is looking out for the American dreamers? We have a DACA war brewing early part of next year. And you can check out Dr. Savage's latest column, American Dreamers Dream First. And I could not have said it better myself. I'll just give you a little tease here. It says, and I quote, as Congress prepares for a showdown on the deferred action for childhood arrivals, I maintain that American dreamers have the right to dream first, and we have an obligation to encourage this. Dreams by Americans plant seeds that grow and nurture America. End quote. And that is from the latest of Dr. Savage's column, American Dreamers Dream First. Check it out at MichaelSavage.com. Thrilled to be back here for Dr. Savage post-Christmas. And he is getting some rest and relaxation, recharging his batteries for when he comes back full throttle. But Dr. Savage doesn't vacation the way you and I do. He posted on Twitter that he had an intriguing event. It's an intriguing evening at Mar-a-Lago, and he's going to report back on that when he comes back on the radio. So you're going to definitely want to be here for that. An intriguing evening at Mar-a-Lago, hanging out with the president, a book signing in Boca where he was mobbed by fans, writing columns. Definitely does not vacation. Always working, even when on vacation. Hey, it keeps you young. That's why he's got the energy of the Energizer Bunny. But we have a lot going on for you here today, and we encourage you to take part in the conversation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. And by the way, if you want to follow Dr. Savage on Twitter, it is at A Savage Nation. We'll be talking about the American Dreamers, but also now the numbers are starting to come in. Everybody knows about Amazon and free shipping and Amazon Prime and how brick-and-mortar stores are not doing that well. Everybody's going online. Everything's going digital. But in Trump's America, a huge surprise. Retail sales through the roof. Another Christmas present from the president to the retail stores. The National Retail Federation says $682 million will probably be the final number. So when the Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that feminism is the word of 2017, I say they should revise that and make it optimism. Optimism in America for 2017, all because of Donald Trump and his policies. Also, when we talk about the American Dreamers, we'll touch on ICE approving a plan to separate families, illegal families who are caught at the border, and border wall contractors in various states, Rhode Island, Illinois, California, Arizona, New York, facing growing boycotts from Democratic leaders there if they do in part take part in that wall. Unbelievable. Why is it that Democratic politicians are never looking out for Americans? I mean, who aside from Dr. Savage, myself and the Savage Nation family out there, who, aside from all of us, is looking out for Americans and American dreamers? It is truly amazing. You might have heard the story. Representative from Texas of the 18th District, Sheila Jackson Lee, bumping a United passenger. So she took her seat. Woman's trying to get home to see her family, and she takes her seat. She claims she didn't know, and she didn't ask for anything special. In the world of Sheila Jackson Lee, I'd like to know what her idea of nothing special actually is, because to me, she's a smug, entitled elitist who, you know, has a lot of hatred in her bones for people who don't look like her. And, boy, what would Rosa Parks say, huh? Bumping someone trying to get home for their family on Christmas, what would Rosa Parks say? And one of my favorite stories of the day, the United States securing $285 million cuts to the UN. Ugh, I love it. It's a drop in the bucket. I know they give billions of dollars, but it is a drop in the bucket. But first, let's talk about American dreamers. That's you. That's me. That's our kids, our nieces, our nephews, our neighbors. Shouldn't we come first? Every time I look, whether it's in San Francisco with the Kate Steinle case, how the governor and the mayor there, now Mayor Lee, he's since deceased, rest in peace, and the sheriff there, putting the rights of the illegals before the people of San Francisco. We see it throughout the nation. When Obama was president, he had these secret little plans to bring people to Boston, Phoenix, and other areas all around the nation, 1,500 at a time, 1,800 at a time. It was an incredible little plan that he had to bring people, and mostly at that point was from Middle Eastern countries such as Syria, because he knew that Americans were against it, yet they continued to do it. Who is looking out for the dreamers? Again, on michaelsavage.com, American dreamers dream first. Why is it that every time a story comes up, that it's you and I have to take get to the back of the bus, so to speak, in the vein of Sheila Jackson Lee on the plane? Why should we always have to take a step back? We're not stopping legal immigrants from coming in. We have an open door policy, which I support. If it wasn't for that open door policy, I would not be here. Many of the listeners, my friends and family at WABC New York, everybody came in through Ellis Island in New York, they would not be here. The millions of immigrants who came in during the early 1900s came in legally. We talked about it. We touched on it last week. You had to be healthy. You had to have a sponsor. Military Precision down there at Ellis Island. I encourage anybody to check out the museums down there. Incredible. And if you have a few bucks, you can get your family name put in bronze on the wall. But now it's not about welcoming legal immigrants and taking care of Americans and then we all mesh together in the melting pot. No. Now it's just about, screw the Americans, screw the legals, and focus on the illegal ones. And it is truly an amazing phenomenon. We have Nancy Pelosi. We have Mayor de Blasio in New York. We have Governor Brown in California, who just pardoned two illegals. He, is having a showdown with Trump administration over illegal immigration, going back to the Kate Steinle thing, to Kate Steinle murder, excuse me. And now Moonbeam Jerry Brown in California used the Christmas holiday tradition where they grant pardons for two men who are on the verge of being deported for committing crimes while here in the United States. A little later in the show, we're going to be playing some audio from the biggest sellout in American political history, Bernie Sanders, who says, and I'll give you a little tease there, we need absolutely to protect the dreamers, he says, and I quote. Governor Brown in California, for those listening to Dr. Savage's flagship station in San Francisco, who's looking out for the American dreamers in Northern California? Not Governor Brown. He's letting them go. One of them was a felon. Unbelievable. I mean, it's not like he's letting out someone who was caught for littering. He's letting out a felon. So it is an amazing phenomenon that they're doing this. Bernie Sanders looking out for the dreamers. What about those of us here that are legal? What about those who came here legally? What about the fabric and the backbone of America that gets up every day and goes to work, works hard, Or like Dr. Savage. You get up every day and go to work and work hard, then you work on your vacation. I know a lot of people who do that too. It's a dying breed though. It's a dying etiquette. The art form of work. Hard work. And with the government always giving handouts, it doesn't give the newcomers in here, the illegal newcomers, the incentive to come in here. They say, come one, come all, take your phone, get your welfare checks, and so on and so forth. With a system like that, abuse is going to happen. I'm down here in South Florida, and the Sun Sentinel newspaper, which leans very left, but they did an excellent expose a few years ago. They had, when Obama opened up relations with Cuba again, which Trump has since shut down. It's not as strict as it was before, but what they had was people who were able to work the system. Cubans who had never been in this country were coming over. If they had a family member, relative, a friend of some sort where they had an address, they knew how to work the system with the paperwork. So they'd come over here, apply for all of these benefits, and then go back. And then the checks would be sent, you know, to the address, that the aforementioned address of a friend or a relative. That's the really the surface of the story. The abuse goes much more deep. But that's the thing. People can come here from foreign countries, get handouts, and then go back to their countries and still collect money. Or stay here and still collect money. Where back in the early 1900s, when people were coming over from Europe, it wasn't about that. It was about wanting a better life for yourself, your children, and all of your heirs that follow. And they worked hard. And there was hard times. The Lower East Side of Manhattan overlapping with the Italians, overlapping with the Friends of the Jewish Faith, overlapping with the Polish and the Irish and the Germans. And, I mean, just survival of the fittest practically. But the common goal was moving forward as a society. Now we don't have that. Now we have what's in it for me. And take, take, take. No more producers. It's takers, takers, takers. That's all what it's all about. So I ask to you, who aside from the Savage Nation and Dr. Savage is looking out for Americans and American dreamers? 855-400-SAVAGE. Hey, it was immigration that propelled Donald J. Trump to the presidency of the United States. And that issue still resonates now because coming from a former president who encouraged people not to focus and enforce immigration laws, now we have a president who wants to, but it's going to be a long time to turn the tide on that. And this DACA war that's coming up in January is really going to be one of the first salvos. So why aren't Democratic politicians such as Bernie Sanders, Governor Moonbeam Brown, and others looking out for you? Why is the Democratic Party always trying to protect illegals? 855-400-SAVAGE, Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who's on vacation, but always a working vacation. And you can check out his new book, Use Your Gift Card, to start off 2018 the right way with God, Faith, and Reason. Available in stores and on Amazon. Seems like both are getting a lot of traffic. We'll touch on that a little later. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.
This is a moral outrage. And by the way, this is not just Bernie Sanders talking. A recent Quinnipiac poll came out. You may have seen it. 77% of the American people, overwhelmingly Democrats, Republicans, Independents, say that we have got to protect the legal status of these young people and we have to move them toward citizenship. This is widely popular. That's what the American people want. The Republicans, I've been so busy trying to give tax breaks to billionaires and ignoring this crisis, is a very, very sad state of affairs. So to answer your question, we need absolutely to protect the dreamers.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE. That's the voice of the biggest sellout in American history, as I like to call him. The huckster from Brooklyn, as Dr. Savage likes to call him. The seersucker suit-wearing Bernie Sanders, looking out for dreamers. Forget about that he's not looking out for Americans. Bernie Sanders is not even looking out for himself. Okay, when he got railroaded by Hillary Clinton and she stole the nomination from him, he couldn't even stand up for himself. If he could not stand up for himself, How do you think he's going to stand up for you? Unbelievable. But it is the Savage Nation, and we are also talking about God, Faith, and Reason. Dr. Savage's number one New York Times bestseller list. I'll tell you, that's something Bernie Sanders doesn't have. God, Faith, and certainly Reason. His wife is still under investigation, you know, for that illegal land deal there. So the allegations there go vast and deep. So we'll see what happens there. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. Truly amazing that people like Bernie Sanders, they can't look out for themselves, as I mentioned. Remember, he not only was allowed Hillary Clinton to steal the election, the primary, but when it became obvious that this is what happened, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to resign as DNC chair in shame, he actually went up on the stage and read the final count that pushed Hillary Clinton over the top with enough delegates to get the nomination. If you don't think some backroom deal was made there, that he was promised a cabinet position or something along those lines, you'd be sadly mistaken, because that is exactly what happened. I mean, someone steals the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States from you, and then you go up on stage and announce the nomination for them? Can you say sell out? Unbelievable. And then, of course, there is Governor Moonbeam defying Donald Trump again, pardoning immigrants, felons, two Cambodian felons. And again, if you go on michaelsavage.com, a working vacation, if you will, Dr. Savage posted just earlier today his latest column, American Dreamers Dream First. And, you know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with looking out for Americans? Let me quote another segment of this, just a tease for you to, you'll want to definitely read the rest. And he says, Dr. Savage says, and I quote, "We are the real dreamers, and we are far more numerous than are the interlopers and the invaders. We, the American people who voted for Donald Trump, are the real dreamers. We have a vision of our nation, unified, strong, visionary, not for this minority or that, but for all. That is the heart of our Declaration of Independence. We have a dream, and that dream is to make America great again." Again, michaelsavage.com. American dreamers, that's what it's all about. What about us? American dreamers dream first. Why is the DNC, Bernie Sanders, Governor Moonbeam, and Democrats across the board, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Mayor de Blasio, and the rest? Your calls when we come back. Lou Pate here with you on the home of God, Faith, and Reason, which is available in stores and on Amazon. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This president has rolled back federal red tape in record numbers, unleashed American energy, appointed conservative jurists to our courts, including Justice Neil Gorsuch. But to arrive at the end of the year, and thanks to President Trump's leadership, to see the Congress of the United States come together, pass the largest tax cut in American history, was deeply inspiring.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. That was Vice President Mike Pence. And before we get to the calls, just a friendly reminder that you can use your Christmas gift cards and start off 2018 with God, Faith, and Reason, Dr. Savage's latest number one New York Times bestseller. It's available in stores and also on Amazon. Hey, and Dr. Savage showed up in Boca Raton at a book signing, mobbed by fans. Sheesh, you never know where he'll pop up. So God, Faith, and Reason, it is a good way to start the year. Let's get to the phones. Peter at WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. What a great show. I'm a big fan of Dr. Savage. Lou, you always do an excellent job when you cover.
I appreciate the big shoes to fill, but, you know, I do my best. So thank you very much. And I speak for everybody here at the Savage Nation. We do appreciate all of your support.
Absolutely. And good advice. I'm going to take advantage of my Amazon gift card to buy God, Faith, and Reason. You know, what I did want to say, though, and it's something that seems that really bothers me every time I hear it, you know, the response to Trump's, his position on DACA and, you know, what the media and the Democrats, the narrative that they keep pushing is, you know, how Trump and the Republicans are tearing these families apart and how inhumane it is and all of these comments that we hear over and over. You know, why is it that no one asks the question, you know, why don't these children just stay with their families? Why are they tearing their own families apart? Do they not care about their own mother and father, that they're going to just leave them behind? You know, what happened to family? And, you know, why is it that we want these people here if their own families don't even mean as much to them? You know, and the other thing is absolutely what you've been saying. You know, I've got two boys. I've got two jobs. My wife works. We could barely afford the lifestyle that we have, just getting by, paying a mortgage, you know, trying to buy things. We're eating hot dogs instead of steaks because I got to save for college. They don't get any benefits. They don't get any kind of help with tuition. They get no welfare. They get no health care. They get nothing. And we're the ones who are paying the taxes. We're the ones who are killing ourselves. And my kids have dreams, too. And I'm so sick of it. I wish these kids would just jump back over the border where they came from, go home with their parents, and leave us alone. If they want to come legally, let them get in line behind every other person who's been trying to get here the right way. And I'll leave it at
that. And that's the whole point. That is the whole point, is no one is stopping you from coming here, right? But now we're talking about the Dreamers. They're already here, okay? Now, I have no problem with them doing something, whether it's military service or something along those lines to earn their citizenship. The analogy I always use, Peter, is if a parent robs a bank, do the children get to keep the money? No. And it's the same thing. The parents are here illegally, so even though the children were babies when they came over, why should they benefit? And there's also now ICE, the I went blank on what ICE actually is. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they've actually signed off just last week on a plan to separate families who are coming across the border together. I have no problem with that. It is illegal to come across the border, not to mention dangerous. Do not do it. But it's one of those things. That's what's happening out there. And it's not about – and I'm not here to judge. I'm not going to judge families from other countries and why isn't family important to them. I wouldn't say that. That's not for me to judge. What I do think is that illegals who come here say, I'm going to get set up and then you can come over later. I'll get you in. But that's not the issue here. The issue here is the Dreamers. They are already here, but they are illegal. Now, it might be extreme to deport someone who's been here since infancy or 4 or 5 years old, but you have to do something. You can't just get a free ride. You have to give something to earn your citizenship. So whether it's 2 years of military service or some type of volunteering, you know, it's that. Why not come up with something in order to earn the citizenship? Is that a problem? 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's get back to the phones. Joe, WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Nope, we lost Joe there. But the other thing I want to ask you is, of those of you out there in the Savage Nation listening audience, do you think the Dreamers, should there be deportation? That's a little harsh. Like I said, they are technically illegal. I don't think they should benefit off of the crimes of their parents. So let's come up with something. Let's come up with something for them to earn their right to be here. Nothing harsh. Like I said, 2 years of military service or some type of volunteer program where you got to put in X amount of hours. Is that anything bad? But you hear the passion in Peter's voice. He said, we're eating hot dogs instead of steaks. My kids have dreams too. That's the line that jumped out at me there at the end. My kids have dreams too. And as Dr. Savage says in his latest column on michaelsavage.com, American Dreamers, you know, who's looking out for the American Dreamers? American Dreamers dream first. So read it there. Let's get back to the phones. Let's head out west. Dr. Savage's affiliate in San Francisco, KSFO. Alex, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I think I'm the only one that calls taking a child to another country illegally child abuse. I wish people would start using that phrase.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because couples in the United States who have marital problems and are divorced, if they cross state lines, it's a federal offense. So that's an excellent point you make.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Nobody calls it child abuse because they're coming here seeking a better life. But, you know, the danger that they put them through with the smugglers and the drugs and the rapes with the coyotes, it is a dangerous task that, you know, a lot of children die along the way. So nobody wants to call it that because, as you know, Alex, here in the United States, everything in the liberal mindset is someone else's fault. It's not the fault of the people who are doing it. It's the fault of the people who are against them for whatever reason. We have laws. I mean, if we didn't have our laws, it would be anarchy all over the place. All right, Alex, thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. I also want to know from you out there in the Savage listening audience, I mentioned just a few moments ago the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials signing off on a plan to separate families. The Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, has final approval power, and they're saying that she is going to sign off on this. The White House favors the proposed policy, and rumors have been circulating for months that the Trump administration may implement such a plan. This does give ammunition to Trump's enemies who say he's, as Peter said, he's trying to rip apart families and so on and so forth. But what about your family? American dreamers dream first. What about us? What about looking out for us first and then trying to save the world? You have to have your own house in order before you can help someone else. Look, I'm not against helping other people, but the issue of immigration in this country is just out of control. We have people just, not that they're just coming in unvetted in the day of terrorism, not just that they're coming in with their hand out, not speaking the language, and not contributing to society and not moving us forward. It's not just about that. It's about that they have no skills whatsoever. And no one seems to have a problem with that. We hear the old adage of, oh, yeah, well, they're willing to do jobs that Americans are not willing to do. That's not all of them. That's not all of them. And it's not just people from Central America and South America and Mexico. We have a lot of dreamers and a lot of illegals coming in from the Middle East and other nations. And in this day of terrorism, national security should be the main focus. We had the Halloween attack in New York City, guy taking the Home Depot truck, driving down the West Side Highway bike path, killing 8 people. I mean, come on. When is it going to stop? Of course, unless they use a gun, then the left wants to make it about guns. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Let's get back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate here with you in on the Savage Nation. Thrilled to be here as always. Dennis, KBOI, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, you know, I just got a comment about your comment about, you know, having to do with military service or some other service to our country. The only problem with that is any DACA kid can turn around and any border jumper can turn around and say, oh, I've been here for the last 5 years or 6 years, 10 years. And, you know, and they could jump all across yesterday. I mean, no, I don't think it's okay. I think everybody should go home and get in legally. Yes, you know what? We want immigrants. That's fine. But come here legally. I don't care if you're 2 or 12. You should be here legally, not because you lied and said, oh, no, I came across with my mama 10 years ago and I've been living on the streets. No, bull crap.
I'll tell you what, though, Dennis. I'm with you. But the problem here is someone will say, huh, I'd rather go back to the country and reapply than do military service. You know, I just so everybody knows.
Bye. Goodbye. Good riddance. I'm sorry. Go back to your own country and work and get wherever you want to get, like every other white, black, red, yellow American citizen does.
What about sending back someone who came here as an infant, though? This is a legitimate question. Someone who came here as an infant has never even been to their country of birth. And then you send them back there. They don't know anybody from Adam, though. What do you do with that?
You send them with their mama and their daddy. What do you mean they don't know anybody? They know their mama and their daddy.
No, they're grown ups now. They're 25 to 30 years old. We're not talking about kids here. We're talking about dreamers are mostly grown adults. That's the problem.
Right.
I'm not opposing you. I'm with you that they should be citizens. I'm just saying that one of the arguments that's being made out there is you have someone who's really never been to their country except for being born and maybe been there 6 months or a year. Now they're 23, 28, 30 years old, and you're going to, you know, send them back to a country that they have no knowledge of. That is one of the arguments, and I have to say it's a good argument. So if they've been an upstanding citizen, they have not committed any crimes, they've finished their education, what's wrong with 2 years military service? Just so you know, Dennis, I'm of the thought process that everybody should do 2 years of military service. That it would be good for discipline. It would be good for structure of life. It would be good for people maturing. But that's a story for another day, whether we should do mandatory 2 years minimum service. But for the DACA people who have obeyed the laws and finished their education, I actually think it would be beneficial to them.
Answer for you for that. If they've been here for 20 years, then let them go over there. We've educated, we've taught them, we've shown them the ways of the streets.
All right. I get it. So you're for deportation. I got it. Thank you very much. Well, you're breaking up there. We got a bad signal out there from Boise, but we do appreciate it. So you're for deportation. We'll continue on with your comments, your thought process on DACA before. Well, actually, hey, Robert, do we have time to get another call in? I shouldn't judge. Let's go. Neil, WABC. Thank you, Robert. Neil, WABC, how are you?
Yeah, I'd like to know why we're always concentrating now in this day and age on Christians. It's like the attack on Christians. You know,
who's attacking Christians, Neil?
Well, I'm actually voted for Trump, just to let you know straight up.
But okay.
It seems like the world now is attacking Christians like crazy. And I don't see no problem with these Mexicans coming over here. They go to work. They do things. They work like slaves, to be honest with you. And I don't see a lot of them taking...
No one's questioning the work ethic. It's just that they're not paying taxes. They're not citizens. They're off the grid.
They are. They're off the grid, which is okay. But the other thing is, when we had the other time, when Ronald Reagan was president, and he said, tear down these walls, look what we got from Russia. They've never worked to the day. They're sitting in Coney Island on the boardwalk. They're on Section 8 housing, food stamps, and it never worked.
Well, that's the part we have to stop. It's like when my grandparents came over here, there was nobody teaching them to learn English from Italian. No one was giving them any food. No one was giving them a job. And you just have to do it yourself. We have to stop with these entitlement programs, Neil. But thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. It is a good point. We have to stop the entitlement programs. We're not going to let anybody starve. But we can't make it easy. I know what he's talking about there, Coney Island, Brighton Beach. I know it well. It's a beautiful part of the city. But, you know, there's a lot of people sitting on their lard out there. And it's a lot of parts of the city. And they're taking advantage of our good nature and generosity. And people like Mayor de Blasio, lazy sack that he is, doesn't get out of bed till 10 o'clock, is only willing to let them do it. We'll continue to take your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, Lou Pate here on the Savage Nation. Use your Christmas gift card and start off 2018 the right way with the New York Times number one bestseller, God, Faith, and Reason, Dr. Savage's latest tome, available in stores and on Amazon. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage. At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. And as we make our way to the top of the hour, as we make our way to the top of a new year coming off of Christmas, remember, you can use your Christmas gift cards and start off 2018 right with God, Faith, and Reason. That is Dr. Savage's latest book. No surprise, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Just notch up another one there. God, Faith, and Reason. as Christmas goes into the rearview mirror doesn't mean you have to leave Jesus and God back there in the parking lot behind you. Always makes for a better person, always makes for a stronger start to a new year, and God, Faith, and Reason is the book that will bring it home. It's available in stores, and it's available on Amazon. Hey, and you can even get it in time for the new year to start that new year off right. Can't tell you how many billions are wasted all the time with gift cards. Use that gift card. Put it towards something good. Hey, if you're holding, please continue to hold from all areas of the country. I see you there. We're going to get to you right after the top of the hour. We are talking about you, the Savage Nation, your kids, your nieces and nephews, your brothers and sisters, Americans, American dreamers. Who is looking out for the American dreamers? If you go on michaelsavage.com, he has his latest column there, American Dreamers Dream First, posted just today. Man's on vacation. He's doing book signings. He's posting an intriguing event at Mar-a-Lago. He'll elaborate on that when he gets back from vacation. But who, aside from Dr. Savage and the Savage Nation listeners, is looking out for Americans and the American dreamers? When we come back, 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-7282. Remember, you can start off 2018 the right way with Dr. Savage's latest New York Times number one bestseller, God, Faith, and Reason. You can even use your Christmas gift cards to make the purchase. Don't let them go to waste like so many people do. I'm guilty of that in the past myself. And you can buy it in stores, as many people did, and they got to meet Dr. Savage in Boca Raton this past weekend. Or you can use that card and go to Amazon.com. God, Faith, and Reason. The perfect handoff from Christmas into the new year and start 2018 right. Lou Pate here with you on the Savage Nation, along with Team Savage. Robert is here. Clint is here. It is a team effort. And, of course, we invite you into the fray, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the DACA war that is looming and American dreamers versus the dreamers. Dr. Savage's latest column, which he just posted today while on vacation, American Dreamers Dream First. Think about that. How come the DNC, how come Bernie Sanders, how come the former President Barack Obama, how come Governor Jerry Brown, who is given pardons to convicted felons who are about to be deported, why are they not putting you first? Why are they not putting your kids and your grandchildren and your nieces and nephews first? Think about it. Dr. Savage says in his latest column, and I quote, I'll remind you, do you remember what your dream is? Have you any memory of the promises that were made? I'll remind you of them as they are all in my book, Trump's War. We dreamed of a nation who defended our borders, language, and culture. We hoped for leaders that would be fiscally conservative and who would restore our way of life that has been eroded by progressives for decades. And if you want to know what he has to say more about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after that, just go to michaelsavage.com and read the column. It's fresh. American Dreamers Dream First. But now we have Governor Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, as he's been called since 1976. He's pardoning two convicted felons. It's amazing. Two Cambodians. They're about to be deported. And while I understand pardons are something that come up at the end of every year, many governors do it, this time he is particularly focusing on two Cambodians who were about to be deported. The detentions of felons, it's focused on specific ethnic groups in the past with Governor Brown. Now he's focusing on Cambodians, and one of them is a convicted felon. And this isn't about giving someone a commutation or a pardon that deserves it. This is about sending a message to President Trump. But what Jerry Brown is really not intelligent enough to realize is that this has more to do with sticking it in the eye of not the president, but of you. So I ask you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, what to do with the Dreamers? There is a DACA war that is coming down the pike in January, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Do we deport them all? What to do with someone who's come here as an infant and now they're 25, 30 years old? I don't think they should be allowed to stay without paying some type of commitment to the country, earning their citizenship. What about your children? Why is it that illegals get preferential treatment in the world of Democrats over us? Just not fair. Let's get back to the phones. Let's check in from Dallas. Kurt, K-L-I-F, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. Thank you for holding.
How are you doing today, Mr. Pate? Enjoying your analysis.
Thank you.
Filling in. Mr. Pate, everybody is forgetting the real reason why the Dreamers were brought here in the first place. Rush Limbaugh called it several years ago. It's a voter registration drive for the DNC. So I say they don't get to vote at all, or they don't get to vote for two or three election cycles. I feel sorry for these people. Yes, they were brought here not of their own accord, but let's not forget the major reason why they were brought here. There was ulterior motives in place, and it's always at the heart of the DNC. When are the Republicans going to get some cojones and stand up to these thugs and say, you don't get your way all the time? I totally agree with they can become citizens if they do community service for X amount of hours, if they're females. If they're males, make them serve in the military. But they do not get to vote. They are not natural citizens. When is anybody going to talk about that portion?
Well, I'll tell you what, Kurt, I'm with you on the voting, but that seems like a very small price to pay considering that most young people don't vote anyway. And if you're illegal, you're probably not going to vote anyway. But it is one thing we can add to the list that, you know, community service, can't vote for a while, you know, and so on and so forth. You just can't get a pass because your parents are criminals.
Exactly. It goes back to what you were saying at the top of the show. Exactly. So what, we let anybody come in here and do anything they want? Dr. Savage constantly preaches borders, language, culture. And if you study history, he's exactly right. Anytime you lose one of those three things, you're not a country much longer. We're going down the same road as the Roman Empire.
But you see what it is with the left. They want to whittle away and they want to get rid of totally, but they're doing it by whittling away, incrementally getting rid of our systems, symbols, our traditions. You know, you see it now with the Confederate statues. I'm not from the South, and you know, I have no dog in that hunt, so to speak. But the thing is this, it's history, and it's history for millions of Americans in the South. And you can't, the horrors of slavery are not going to go away. The horrors of the Civil War are not going to go away because you get rid of monuments. If anything, you're planting the seed to have it happen again, because he who ignores history is doomed to repeat it. But, Kurt, you bring up an excellent point, is that I want to just elaborate on it a little further. You mentioned about padding the voters on the left, but it's not about that, too. It's Democrats pretend to care about these people. We hear Bernie Sanders, oh, we care, we have to protect the Dreamers. We hear Schumer, we hear Pelosi. They don't care about anybody but themselves. It's not about protecting the Dreamers. It's about getting voters in here, as you said. And like all liberal politics, they do it under the premise of caring about people. We care for this. We care for the gays. We care for the blacks. We care for the Hispanics. When you see their actions, don't show that at all. Everything is self-serving. There is always an ulterior motive, and they just use the words of caring, but their actions never. Look at Hillary Clinton. Kurt, look at Hillary Clinton. Her and Bill, how many tens of millions did they steal from the Haitian earthquake victims? Look at the March 15, 2015 expose from the New York Times. Tens of millions of dollars Hillary Clinton took from countries that abuse women with Sharia law. So their actions always speak louder than the words. The words are just window dressing. But you're right. They're gonna increase those voter rolls. But thank you very much, Kurt, from KLIF, great city of Dallas. Do appreciate it. Let's head out to Colorado. Jeff, KVOR in Colorado, welcome. How are you?
Well, thank you, Lou. Jeff in Colorado Springs. First of all, I'm a moderate conservative Republican. I spent 20 years in the Army. I teach school now. I got a different take on the DACA kids. if they're 25 and 30 years old, or even if they're in their late teens, and they know that they're illegally in this country, why do they not turn themselves in?
Because they're misinformed. They're told by the media that horrible things will happen to them. They're told within their own, their misinformation within their own circles that bad things are going to happen to them and so on and so forth. You can't be, don't apply for citizenship. You're going to get deported. This was before even this DACA argument happened. That is why they, so to speak, stayed in the shadows. But they don't have to turn themselves in is the other side of the coin, Jeff. They're getting the right to vote. They're getting driver's licenses. They're getting money for college when American students who can't afford it are sitting at home. We heard Pete from WABC in New York talking earlier about how, you know, his kids have dreams too. And they're, you know, they can barely maintain their lifestyle, which didn't sound very highfalutin. It was implied. And, you know, his kids might not be able to go to college, but kids who aren't even born here are getting grants and getting money. It's just not fair. We have to put our priorities in order, Jeff. Don't you? As a moderate, I'm sure you're a logical guy. You can see that.
I absolutely do see that. And I see that here in Colorado, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Is that fortunately for us, our kids have been able to afford to go to college, and we bear that burden, and we pay off of our bills in order to go to college. What I'm saying is, as an example, let's say my daughter gets she hit and runs somebody. She will turn herself in. What about the DACA kids? Are they going to turn themselves in? What is worse?
No, they're not. They're not going to turn themselves in. It's a very, very rare thing for people to turn themselves in, and especially when they don't know the outcome. So, and what the dreamers have to understand, and for anybody out there who is a dreamer, we'd love to hear from you, 855-400-SAVAGE, is that you are being used. You're being used by, as a pawn in the political game by the Democrats. That's all they are doing. They're trying to score points against President Trump, and they're trying to increase their voter rolls. That's all it is, Jeff. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. Now, here's a second point, Lou, that I wanted to bring up. I've lived and worked over in Western Europe, Germany, for a long time, over 10 years. England, Germany, and the Dutch have mandatory service for adults. When they become adults, 18, I suppose, that...
Well, I know, and so I just spoke to a young man, a very impressive young man this weekend. He's in Sweden. It's mandatory 1 year.
Pardon me?
I just spoke to a young man, born in Sweden, a very impressive young man in our American military now serving, and he grew up in Sweden. It's mandatory 1 year in Sweden. I don't know about the other countries you cited, though.
Yes, I do know that for a fact. It's mandatory 2 years.
Okay.
But they don't necessarily have to go into the military. And I think that's a fair thing to ask. If a dreamer says, look, you know what, I just want to be a good American citizen. What can I do so that I can have all the benefits that an American citizen can have? Point me down the path and just show me. Yes, I understand. It was not my choice when I was brought here to America. However, I understand that there are rules in America, and we have to abide by them. Please let me know what I have to do to make things right. That's all.
Well said. You know, something, you don't get anything for nothing, so to speak. But, Jeff, thanks for your call. We got to take a quick break. Beautiful Colorado Springs. I used to live in Denver, a wonderful part of the country there, just a little south of Denver. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Lou Pate here with you. But before we go, check out Dr. Savage's latest column. It has to do with what we're talking about today at michaelsavage.com. American Dreamers Dream First. And you want to get on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. And you can use your Christmas gift cards and start off 2018 with Dr. Savage's latest book, number one on the New York Times bestseller list, God, Faith, and Reason. Available in stores and on Amazon. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I think we have three areas that we can work on and hopefully be some level of bipartisanship are the DACA immigration reform, fixing the medical health insurance problems that result from Obamacare, and getting a broad-based infrastructure plan in place. I'm going to be optimistic about those.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, and a great way to start off 2018 and end 2017. It cannot be said enough. The New York Times number one bestseller. Must kill him over at the New York Times to have Dr. Savage continuously have number one bestsellers on their list. The latest, God, Faith, and Reason. You will not be disappointed. You have my word. It's available in stores and on Amazon. And hey, you don't know what to do with that Christmas gift card? God, Faith, and Reason. Welcome back. That was Florida Representative, the Republican, Rooney, talking about areas where they can improve. The thing he doesn't understand is that the Democrats don't want to talk about DACA. They want you to do what they want you to do on DACA and medical health insurance. There's no tolerance. There's no room for negotiation. David at WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah. Thank you very much for taking my call, Lou. From the People's Republic of New Jersey with the Dreamers, when you asked the question, how about the American citizens and their American dream, I say to you, other than President Trump, there are probably only a handful of people in Congress or even the Senate that are helping, but the American...
I don't think any of them are, David. I'm sorry to interject that. I don't think any of them are looking. Politicians are all looking out for themselves. I don't think any of them are actually looking out for you and I and our families.
In terms of looking out for the average American family, sadly, I have to agree with you, Lou. Although, in terms of what's going to continue happening, there's a lot of correlation, if that's the term, for the Second Amendment and illegal aliens voting, because if you're coming into a nation and you're going to be given citizenship, there are people that don't even know about the Second Amendment, and then if you want to talk about voting, you have Congressman Bob Dornan of formerly in L.A., and his seat, in my eyes, was stolen. That happened almost 20 years ago. So this problem will get worse. This is a grave crisis for our republic, and even Governor Christie, I mean, sadly, he supported amnesty for illegal aliens by giving in-state tuition to illegal aliens. He signed it into law.
Yeah, that was just him. That was Governor Christie, a.k.a. I want to be Tony Soprano, not doing his job. What he was doing was sucking up to the Democrats in the blue state of New Jersey in hopes of keeping his job. And look, and it didn't work.
Actually, Lou, I have to interrupt you. He signed it into law before he was sworn in for his second term. He had already been reelected. He was doing this to try to play both sides of the fence while running for president.
No, I know that, and I appreciate the clarification, but I mean long term. You know, he would have stayed governor. If Hillary won, he would have loved to have stayed governor for life, but he thought he would have a place in the Trump administration, and that and his unpopularity is really the only reason he stepped away.
Well, I'm glad he's not in the Trump administration.
You and me both. And Jared Kushner. We're both happy. Hey, I got to go with David. Excellent point. Aliens are voting, and this is a huge problem for our republic. Well said. Lou Pate here with you at the home of God, Faith, and Reason. Use a Christmas gift card to buy Dr. Savage's latest book, available in stores and on Amazon. Your call's coming up, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate here with you on The Savage Nation.
Savage.
What we're seeing in Alabama, what we're seeing in Virginia, New Jersey, and in states all across this country are large voter turnouts where people standing up and fighting back and demanding that we have a government that represents all of us, not just the 1%. If I were the Republicans, I would worry very much about 2018.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. And remember, you can use your Christmas gift cards. I know you have them, and I know a lot of them are going to go to waste. And you can start off 2018 with the New York Times number one bestseller, God, Faith, and Reason, available in stores and on Amazon. You have my word. You will not be disappointed. Has Dr. Savage ever disappointed with one of his tomes? No. And also go to michaelsavage.com and check out the latest column posted today while the man himself is on vacation. It has to do with our topic of the day, the coming DACA war. American dreamers dream first. We're going to read some segments of that a little later on, so stick around. 855-400-SAVAGE. The voice you heard was Bernie Sanders lying through his teeth on CNN on State of the Union. He was referring to what we're seeing in Alabama, obviously, the Senate race there. That obviously was a one-month assault on Roy Moore, regardless of where you stand on Roy Moore, a one-month assault on Roy Moore. It was an anomaly of an election. That's what it was. Virginia, the member of the Clinton crime family himself, Terry McAuliffe, the governor there, how many thousands of felons did he let out of jail in order to vote? Not let them out of jail, who gave them back their right to vote after they were released from jail? That skewed the number there. New Jersey, come on. It's a blue state. Don't give me what we're seeing and the Republicans should be worried. What they won't tell you on TV is that the Republicans are raising a lot of money. And the Democrats, nobody's giving it. They stopped giving it to Hillary because she was keeping it all. So they're not giving to the Democrats. They're not giving to the Democratic causes. Look at how much money is being raised, and you can tell where the heart of the people is. There is no passion. There is no enthusiasm. There is no fire in the gut of Democratic voters. Now let's get back to the issues of why the DNC, why the aforementioned Bernie Sanders, why people like Governor Jerry Brown, who pardoned felons who were going to be deported, why they put the illegal immigrants, not legal immigrants, illegal immigrants ahead of we, the Americans and the American dreamers and the dreams that our children may have. Tia at WABC, thank you for holding. I appreciate your patience. You're with Lou Pate on the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I'm enjoying your program, Lou, your substitute program.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that I became a citizen by waiting 5 years, taking a test, becoming a citizen. I pay my taxes, served in the military. My view is that the DACA people don't deserve citizenship. I don't care whether they're here forever. Give them a choice. Military, 2 to 4 years. I think 4 years is better than 2. We really need a lot of people. But
well, you're tougher than me, Tia, I'll tell you. Jeez.
Yes.
Good
and
for you.
They should serve more in the military because that at least shows that they have some skin in the game. And then they can go back if they don't choose to do that. But we should, if we say never citizenship and no voting, never citizenship, the Democrats will change their tune because there's no benefit in just somebody sucking all the money out of us without giving us their vote. So that is what I expect. Also, I think we should they should also register them. They shouldn't just be allowed to go in the shadows, which is nonsense. If they register, then we know that they exist, and they can't vote, but they must pay taxes. That's my prescription.
Now, Tia, where are you from, and how you said you waited before you became a citizen. How long did you wait?
5 years.
And where are you from? What's your country of origin?
UK.
Oh, okay. The beautiful UK. I don't like. Wonderful there. I have friends. I don't like what I'm seeing there, though, Tia. There's a
not now.
They're
not
too lax with the immigration there, and yes. Your homeland. You see the results of lax immigration and what's happening.
No go zones, and also, frankly, here in the United States, this will not be a popular statement, but the national IQ of the United States is lowered by the fact that we have so many people with no education and no skills. And when I've gone down south, because I've gone down to the border to check on the border, the people who do those work supposedly that we don't want to do will be replaced by automatons, by machinery. Those works will eventually be replaced. So we don't really need those people to do that work in a very short time in the future.
Well, well said. And how do you like being an American, T? I just got to know.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Well said, Tia. Thank you. I consider you a kindred countrywoman. Thank you very much. Appreciate listening on WABC. Let's stick with WABC. Scott at WABC has a solution to DACA. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you doing, Scott?
Lou, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. We're allowed to say that again in the Trump era. Thank you.
Yes, we are. 8 years we weren't allowed to say it. Now, I have two solutions for the DACAs and the illegals. Number one, the DACAs, they say for moral reasons you can't deport them. So you deport the parents that brought them over here because they're illegal and they broke the law. That's number one. Number two, if you take away, if you can have them self-deport, if you stop the welfare for these illegals, and you, and anybody that hires an illegal, either you throw them in jail, you make it illegally, a felony or a misdemeanor, they will self-deport because they'll have no reason and funds to stay here.
But that's, and that's an excellent point, Scott. And the problem is we're making it too easy. I mean, the Dreamers are here already. They've got a foundation. They've got families and stuff like that. What do we do? What do we do with them, though?
Well, if you get rid of the parents that brought them over here that are illegal, they can either, they'd either have to go back with them. And if they don't want to go back with them, stay, you cut their welfare, you cut their free education, and you can't, and you don't hire them.
Okay, but they're not all on welfare, let's be fair. You know, many of them are hardworking, they're just not citizens, and they're illegal, which makes them criminals, which I think they have to pay the price for that. But, Scott, let me ask you this. Why, and this goes out to all the Savage Nation listeners, the millions of you out there, why do you think the DNC, and we've played some audio of Bernie Sanders, and we've talked about Jerry Brown pardoning illegals who are going to be deported, why is it that the Democrats always put anybody else, illegals, ahead of Americans? It really irks me that we're just taken for granted, and white privilege, and, you know, even, they'll even say black privilege over it. Why is that always the way?
Lo, it's simple. Power and control. The Democrats want to keep their power. They want the control. They want the money to keep flowing in. That's all it is. You were absolutely right, 120%. They don't really care about these people. They don't care about the American people. All they care about is the vote and the power. That's all they care. And the Republicans are just as bad because they get the labor. They're the cheap labor. So it's both parties. They pretend that they're against each other, but they're in the same club. You
know, they're in the back room drinking expensive cognac and smoking cigars that we paid for. That's what they're doing. Hey, Scott, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. You know, one thing I haven't given enough time to, and I just want to touch on it before we jump back to the calls, is we've heard about the wall, build the wall, and there are prototypes that are going on down south of San Diego by Chula Vista, just over the border. There are prototypes that are going up there. The state of California is suing the Trump administration for violating environmental laws down there. But worse than that, there are coordinated efforts that are being launched in California, Arizona, Illinois, New York, and Rhode Island, where cities are actually getting a hit list together and boycotting contractors. The cities, the states will not do work with contractors who have anything to do with border construction, with the border wall construction, excuse me. It is incredibly, should be illegal. I don't know if it technically is or not, but then we talk about discrimination, we talk about prejudice, we talk about judging people for the way they look and what they do and the religion and all of that. But now you're going to target contractors and try to hurt them financially because you don't like the projects that they are involved in. It's repugnant, but this is the way the Democrats are. 100% intolerant, 100% full of division and hatred for anything and anybody that does not do what they want to do. Think about it. You're a general contractor. You put in a bid. The wall, it's like, wow, you get a piece of that pie, might help your business grow. Your business grows. You create jobs. This is the American way. Incentive to do better. And what do we get? We get them being targeted by Berkeley, California, and other cities in California. Cities in Arizona, Illinois. I mean, what, the last two governors of Illinois ended up in jail. And New York, of course. You know, I'm from New York originally. I love it. It's my home, but it's New York. It's It's feasting off its old reputation. It really is. And Rhode Island. Come on. It's like Boston Junior. Let's find out what they think there, though. Let's go to Jerry, WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
It's changed. I decided, just listening to the other people, I have two suggestions. If the liberals want the Dreamers, why don't each of them sign a contract to support 10 of them and take them in and pay all their expenses? That's point number one.
I say we send them all to Vermont to live with Bernie Sanders.
Mo, let's give some to over there to Mr. Facelift Queen. That would be Mrs. Pelosi.
You mean scrambled egg brain? She can't even remember who's president. We've got Nancy Pelosi screaming about George W. Bush, and you got Maxine Waters missing Peach 45 screaming about how Putin invaded Korea instead of Crimea.
And another thing, the second point I'd like to make is about
Yeah, Jerry. Did we lose you?
The point I would like to make is, if look at the two, everything is basically pigeonholing us within groupings. They have basically the Hispanic caucus, the Black caucus. What have they done here? If you add it all the time they've been in Congress, that's 4,000 years, and yet they live in 60 of the poorest districts. Nothing has happened in any of them.
No, it's true. It's truly amazing. Jerry, thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. Let's get someone else in here before the break. Let's head out west. KSFO, listening online. Mario, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, sir?
I'm okay. Thank you for holding. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm Hispanic, and, you know, I've lived in California majority of my life. I'm in the military now, so I kind of see both sides of the whole thing, but you know, where I come down is, like, if we already put some money into those kids that are trying to become American, or they're trying to make something of themselves, we might as well get our money's worth. Because if they go back, then, and there's actually news reports about this, Mexico says they'll take them, and they'll take them because they're already trained in something that the country didn't have to spend money on.
Now, Mario, by any chance, are you a Dreamer? Were you born here? How does it work? Did you come here legally? What's your story?
No, my parents immigrated here, and I was born here in the U.S., but I've known plenty of others that haven't, have been born in Mexico or in somewhere else and immigrated here, and, you know, they're trying to go through it, but, in my mind, it's like, it's so much trouble to go through that. I say, why would you put yourself in that situation? But, you know, and no one really kind of looks at the big issue is, why is the United States allowing these kids to go to the schools? Why are we paying for them? You know, I've been overseas. My wife's from Romania. I tell her about the situation here. She goes, you guys are nuts.
What? Well, that's an excellent point, Mario. Not only why are we letting them go to school, why are we allowing them to vote? Why are they getting driver's licenses? Why are they able to get money for college? While American students who can't afford it get a palm in the face, say, no, you're not welcome here. No room at the inn if I could put in a little Christmas there. And no room at the inn for you, for the Americans, but for all illegals, come one, come all, and we'll even pay for it. And we'll let you vote.
Right. And it's just sometimes it's ridiculous because I get that we're a nation of immigrants, but, you know,
legal immigrants, Mario, legal immigrants.
There's the right way so that we can get everyone accounted for, so you can get categorized, so you can vote and then have it count. Because if you just waltz right in, I mean, you know, just
you have to earn it, Mario. I'll tell you this, and I'll say it 1,000 times. When my grandfather came over, my mother's listening now on WABC in New York. When my grandfather came over from Italy, he had to be 100% healthy, and he had to have a sponsor. And he had that, and the other millions that came over, we are a nation of immigrants. They had to have sponsors. Legal immigrants is what they were, Mario. Legal is the word that CNN and MSNBC like to leave out.
Yeah,
Hey, Mario, thanks. Go take care of those kids. I can hear them chiming in the background. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get back to your calls. 855-400-SAVAGE. And remember, it's not too late on the cusp of a new year. Use your Christmas gift cards and start off 2018 with the New York Times number one bestseller, God, Faith, and Reason. Yes, Dr. Savage has done it again. He outdoes himself every single time. It's available in stores and on Amazon. You will not be disappointed. I'm Lou Pate. You have my word. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.